KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, light snow. We picked up 2/10 of an inch of additional snowfall since 7 a.m., bringing our grand total thus far to 6/10 of an inch. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer. They're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In the news this morning, the Iowa Department of Transportation is hosting an online open house meeting as part of a study of passenger rail service. Amanda Martin of the DOT says the meeting begins today.
The study will consist of 5 previously established passenger rail routes between Chicago through Iowa to Omaha that pass through the states of both Illinois and Iowa. Each route is approximately 500 miles long, and it was as part of the Midwest Regional Rail Initiative. That was the corridor that was established as a route for future study and future passenger rail service.
The study is one of the steps in moving ahead to establish a new route.
It's looking at the alternative routes and determining what route is most feasible based on the purpose and need of the route. So it's a Tier 1 service level environmental impact statement is what we will end up with.
And you can submit comments on those routes during that online meeting.
People who have concerns about particular routes, or if people want, they're supporting particular routes, since it is looking at several, if they're, if there are concerns about any sort of impacts that might be, if they might be affected by, if the route were to go through their community, those sorts of things.
The online format provides lots of information for people who are interested.
There is a video that will be on the website that they can review, and it will talk about the project, and it will give more details about what we're doing. And then there will be resources within the website, maps, and information that will help the user be able to understand the study a little bit better, and what sort of comments we're looking for.
You can go to www.iowadot.gov/Chicago to Omaha to participate in the meeting. News time is 8:03.
I'm so frustrated. All I've had is cable, but my friend said I should check out Dish. I called the 800 number, but I still have a lot of questions, and I just want to talk to someone in person. There has to be someone local who can answer all my questions, install my Dish, and be there for me after the sale.
Does this sound like your significant other? Hi, folks. This is Alan Josephson, owner of the TV Store, your locally owned Dish Network authorized retailer in Atlantic. When you stop by the TV Store, you will get personalized service, and we will do our best to install your system on your schedule. Since the TV Store has been in business for 30 years, you won't be getting some stranger prowling around your property, and we'll make sure the job gets done right the first time. Then, after you're up and running, if you still have questions, we will be happy to assist you in person. For a local service and a friend of staff, come see us first for all your Dish Network needs at the TV Store, 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or call 243-3032. Find us on Facebook, and thank you for your business.
Prices, package, and programming subject to change without notice. Hardware and programming sold separately.
Elsewhere in regional and state news, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is planning to spend $1.8 million to repair the flood defense network around Omaha. The repairs being made around the city are part of work being done along the Missouri River to prepare for spring. Last year's historic flooding along the river damaged many of the levees and drainage ditches and other structures along the river. The Corps says the $1.8 million contract will repair several of the drainage structures around the city and Epley Airfield. The contractor will also inspect Omaha's flood wall to determine what other repairs are needed. An overnight fire left the only the foundation of a flood-damaged home in Cedar Rapids. The Cedar Rapids Fire Department's fire trucks were dispatched at around 2:25 a.m. today after a caller reported seeing heavy smoke from the residence. After arriving, firefighters found flames coming from the roof of the wood frame structure. Records indicate it was built in 1888. The department says the fire is suspicious in origin because there were no utilities operating at the house, which has been vacant since the 2008 flooding. There were no injuries reported. An overnight fire has killed 28 calves and destroyed a barn in East Central Iowa. Authorities say the fire broke out near midnight Sunday at the barn south of Washburn, which is just east of U.S. Highway 218. By 3 o'clock this morning, a bulldozer was tearing down the barn debris. Two other buildings were also damaged. The cause of that fire is under investigation. Well, Super Bowl Sunday is behind us now, but Iowa College Goal Sunday is just ahead. Now in its fourth year, the free event is designed to help college-bound Iowa students and their parents speed through the process of filling out financial aid forms. Britannia Mori, a spokeswoman for the Iowa College Access Network, says the focus is on the free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA.
We have 31 sites this year across the state, and volunteers, both financial aid experts and just educators, volunteer their time to come and staff these events and help families fill out the forms and get expert advice on the financial aid process, not only completing the form, but the following steps after they've completed the form and what to expect from the colleges.
The events will be actually held over for a week's time in various locations. The process should only take about 30 minutes. Maury says you'll want to be sure to bring a few key pieces of information along.
Students and families should bring social security numbers for parents and the students that's going to college. We also need the student's driver's license number, date of birth, and then the most recent federal and state tax returns.
And they'll also need to see some information about your financial assets.
Current bank statements and then investment records. Records for investments include anything that's personal, additional real estate outside the family home, but not retirement. We like to stress that very, it's very important. We don't include any kind of retirement as an asset on the FAFSA.
The events will be held this Saturday, February 18th through next Sunday, February 26th, in 31 Iowa locations. They include February 18th in Clarinda at Iowa Western Community College, also on that date in Council Bluffs at Kaplan University, in Creston on February 22nd at Southwestern Community College, and in Denison February 25th at Western Iowa Tech. You can learn more about the Iowa College Goal Sunday at the website www.iowacgs.org. Chinese immigrants have surged into Iowa universities and others across the nation. The surge has been fueled by China's growing middle class. The Des Moines Register reports that by last fall, the number of undergraduate Chinese students at Iowa State University had jumped to more than 1,200, and that's a nearly 2,000% increase since 2006. The University of Iowa and other U.S. colleges report similar gains. The most recent Chinese students to arrive don't come to realize the American dream. They seek a U.S. education and then hope to work in the U.S. for a few years before returning home to fulfill their Chinese dreams. A couple in Florida are flying back to Iowa this week for a reunion with a former guest in their Muscatine home, a man who will most likely be China's next president. Xi Jinping visited Iowa in 1985 as part of a delegation from Iowa's sister province in China. Eleanor and Tom Dvorak hosted Xi in their home.
Of course, I spoke no Chinese at all, but I've traveled, so I learned how to point and grunt.
Eleanor Dvorak says that Xi slept in a bedroom that had been decorated for her sons.
It was a football wallpaper, and they were real big into the Star Wars, like all kids were. And they finally had gone off to college, and I had the empty nest, and I just left everything alone rather than dealing with it. But after I said, yes, you can, you know, sleep there, I thought, oh my, I wish I had gotten around to redecorating it.
Xi Jinping was the party leader of the local level in China back in 1985, and he was serving as leader of the delegation to make a tour of the state. Dvorak says her goal was to give Xi a quiet place to gather his thoughts and make notes about what he'd seen in Iowa.
He had a mission, and I think it's a characteristic of Chinese people anyhow, very work-oriented. But he was a very nice gentleman.
The Dvorak's live in Florida these days, but they're flying back to see Xi at the reunion organized so he can reconnect with some of the Iowans he met in 1985. The man arrives in the U.S. today for meetings in Washington. He'll stop in Iowa midweek for that visit with the Dvorak's in Muscatine, and then he'll be guest of honor at an elaborate dinner at the State House in Des Moines on Wednesday evening. Taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, Los Angeles authorities are expected to release more details today into the investigation of the death of Whitney Houston. An autopsy was performed yesterday. The actual toxicology results could take weeks. The 48-year-old Grammy winner was found dead Saturday in a bathtub of her Beverly Hills hotel room. But the website TMZ is reporting this morning that Houston probably died from a combination of the drug Xanax and other prescription medication mixed with alcohol, citing family sources who were briefed by the L.A. County Coroner's Office. Coroners informed Houston's family that there was not enough water in the singer's lungs for her to have drowned and that she may have died before her head became submerged in the bathtub of the Beverly Hills Hilton, where her body was found on Saturday. President Barack Obama will pitch his 2013 budget when he visits a community college in Virginia today. Obama will ask Congress to boost spending in transportation and education, cut government spending, and increase taxes on the wealthy while reducing the budget deficit by $4 trillion over the next 10 years. And General Electric says it's hiring 5,000 veterans over the next 5 years and investing $580 million to expand its aviation business. GE says its Hire Our Heroes partnership will help to match veterans with jobs, and its aviation unit will add more than 400 new manufacturing jobs and 3 open plants next year. News time is 8:10.
Are you tired of paying high prices for cable TV? Are you frustrated that you do not have very many channels to choose from? At the TV Store, your locally owned Dish authorized retailer, we understand your frustration and are here for you. Dish has packages starting at $19.99 per month for a whole year with the option of watching something you enjoy. Don't have time to watch your favorite program? No problem. With Dish's DVR, you can record now and watch later without all the commercials. Tired of paying high prices for movie rentals? We have you covered there too. With Blockbuster at Home, you can enjoy thousands of movies from the comforts of your home. The best part, our knowledgeable staff will take the time to explain everything from billing to receivers to help you customize a Dish programming packaging that is perfect for you. Exceeding your expectations is what we are all about. So stop by the TV Store and let us be your Dish retailer. We're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Call 243-3032 and don't forget to check us out on Facebook. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
And the funeral announcements. Ruth Helen Bobenhouse Hunter, age 94, of Cedar Rapids and formerly of Earlham, died Wednesday at the Living Care West in Cedar Rapids. Funeral services for Ruth Hunter will be today at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham. Ruby Arlene Martin, age 84, of Harlan, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Ruby Martin will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Ronald L. Yarger, age 79, of Messina, died Friday at the Veterans Administration Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Ronald Yarger will be held on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Messina United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. Dean L. Culver, age 103, of Panora, died Thursday at the Panora Nursing and Rehab Center. Memorial services for Dean Culver will be Friday at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. And Anna Mae Lawrence, age 92, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Anna Mae Lawrence are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.